What was so important then for the mission of the Templars to be so secretive, to hide whatever they did hide, be it the treasure or the Ark of the Covenant? What was so important?
Well, I think that there were things there which, as we know, in modern science can be both good and evil. We can use nuclear science to warm a city, to cure terrible diseases.
To launch a rocket?
Yeah, to launch a rocket or to power a nuclear submarine to explore the ocean depth. So it can be used as a very benign and wonderful power source. On the other hand, it can be made into a terrible means of destruction. Now, that seems to be true of almost everything, that we can use our knowledge of genetic engineering to heal people, to cure diseases that have as yet defied medical science, or in the hands of terrorists, there can be plagues and, you know, microbes can be developed against which we have as yet no defenses. So whether it's biological science or nuclear science, it has a good and a bad aspect. All things are neutral. It is the morality or the lack of morality of the user which can make them either benign or malign. Now, if the secret was of something far greater than you and I can imagine at this moment in time, I mean, we know how awesome nuclear energy is, but what if there is something even more powerful than that? Kind of thing I would think of as, we discovered how to use the power of light of recent years to develop lasers. Lasers can become weapons. I mean, there was a time in the days of our ancestors when light was a candle inside a lantern, and you carried it across the yard to see the cows were okay.
Speaking of lasers, Lionel, American Airlines pilot tonight just reported on his way into Dallas, somebody shooting a laser into his cockpit. And they had to take him to the doctor for a checkup. His co-pilot landed the plane.
Well,
that's pretty scary stuff.
It is, and it's exactly the kind of thing that you and I were thinking about with whatever this Templar secret can be. So what I want to imagine, let's just call it X for the sake of pushing the discussion ahead, and saying that the Templar secret is a thing which we can call X the unknown. And it is understood that this could either do immense good in the way that, you know, nuclear technology can cure disease, or it could do immense harm. And we're thinking of the laser episode. What if there were powers greater by far than that laser beam, which developed from simple light? What if there are things that could be developed from what are at present relatively innocuous things? Let's look at electromagnetic forces. And one of the mysteries, how does a thing like a tsunami get generated? Is it remotely possible that there are powers that could actually move the Earth's crust? Are there things which could, we know that we're all concerned about global warming and trying to reduce the carbon dioxide emissions. Now, what if there were things that could destroy the entire planet if they were misused? If there was something, we'll say, that could bring on global warming almost overnight? What if somebody had a technology, a power source, that could create earthquakes, and then you're fighting from country A to country B, and one of them has a technology which will trigger an earthquake or a tsunami across their enemy's land? Now, that makes even the nuclear power pale into insignificance when you think you could throw a wall of water 100 feet high right across the guy's country. So that if the Templars had some secret, and we look at the power in the Ark of the Covenant, what if that secret needs knowledge as well as the artifact that works? Let's just take a computer, something we all understand, the internet. 99 friends out of 100 can dial up, get into the internet, and use a search engine. But how many of those, and I'm one of those who can't, if my computer breaks down, I can't strip it down and rebuild it. I have to get a friend who can.
That's right.
So you need the technology. You need the hard stuff as well as the soft stuff. And you've got to have the person who knows as well as the equipment. One without the other is helpless. But let's suppose that what the Templars were guarding was either the artifact itself or the equivalent of the guidebook, the manual.
Ah, the how-to.
The how to do it.